AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Wall Street ended the day with a thud. The losses were deep. The Dow finished down 880 points. Investors are worried about inflation, the worst in more than 40 years. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Consumer prices jumped 8.6% in May from a year ago, the worst reading since late 1981.
I understand Americans are anxious.
Visiting the port of Los Angeles, President Biden says the U.S. is in a strong position to overcome high inflation, and his administration is doing all it can to fight high prices. But nothing's worked so far. The cost of groceries surged nearly 12% last month from a year earlier, the biggest increase since 1979. AAA says gas prices are up nearly 50% in a year, and now averaging nearly $5 a gallon nationwide. While the president blames both the pandemic and Russia's Ukraine invasion, California driver Quentin McZeal blames Washington.
You know whose fault it is? The government. Come on, man. That war over there in Ukraine is causing us problems over here. Why? Where's our gas at?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says the hearings on the Capitol riot are about...
We can unite and defend this nation, Democrat and Republican. Allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of our democracy.
The hearings resume Monday. The Vatican says Pope Francis is canceling a planned trip next month to Africa. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports the 85-year-old Pope has a bad knee.
Doctors have said they don't want to jeopardize the therapy that he's been receiving if he were to go ahead with the trip to Congo and South Sudan.
The plan is to reschedule the trip. A judge in Texas temporarily blocked the state from investigating families of transgender children who've received gender-confirming medical care. This is AP News. Japan is easing its border for foreign tourists.
Tourism Minister Setsuo Saito says he expects the resumption of inbound tourism will help stimulate the local economy, but will need to be balanced alongside anti-COVID measures. So far, the border's only been eased for tourists on guided package tours who are willing to follow mask wearing and other antivirus measures, as the country cautiously tries to balance business and infection worries. Friday is the first day to start procedures needed for the entry, but arrivals are not expected until late June at the earliest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A record amount of cocaine was seized in a shipment for supermarkets in the Czech Republic. Police say more than 1,800 pounds of cocaine were discovered in cardboard boxes with bananas by employees in supermarkets in two towns. Officers are now searching other stores where banana boxes from the same shipment abroad were delivered. Ed Donahue, AP News.